midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather unto them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." And God will bless his word. And I was just reading that and meditating on it, and I noticed some things I'd never noticed before. I noticed that these people agreed quite a number of things. They were in agreement. But these people disagreed. There were a number of things they didn't agree on. And that's very interesting. First of all, they were agreed on their behavior. They were virgins. All of them. The five of them who were foolish were still virgins. And the other five, the holy ones, were still virgins. So they were agreed that they were virgins. Not only did they agree they were virgins, but they agreed that they should bring lamps. And every one of them took a lamp with them, every one of them. And they agreed the lamps should be lit, and every one of them lit their lamps. And they went to wait for the bridegroom to come. And when they were waiting, they all decided they would have a nap. The wise ones and the unwise ones, they all said, "We'll have a sleep." And they all said, when the bridegroom's call came, "We'll all get up." And they all got up together. And they then decided that they should trim their lamp. And then there was a disagreement because there was no oil in the lamps. But all these things they were agreed on. But what was the great difference between them? At the very beginning, God said, Christ said, five were foolish. Because he saw their hearts. He looked into their hearts. And he said, while they were all virgins, and while many of them did the same thing, yet there was still five that were foolish virgins. Now, the difference was that the five of them were wise, and five were foolish. And the other difference was that they took no oil in their vessels. In fact, it doesn't seem to me that they had any vessels with them with extra oil. So there was something missing. Those vessels speak to us of the supply of oil. A person who hasn't a supply of oil has a profession, but he has no possession. And you're not saved if you have a profession, but you're saved if you have a provision and a possession. I remember a man asking me one day when I was a young Christian, "How do you know you're saved?" And I looked at him and I said, "I'll tell you how I know. I've got writings on it." As he said, "What do you mean you've got writings?" Well, if you bought a house, it wouldn't be yours until you got the writings. And I said, I've got the writings. He says, you're a strange character. Well, I said, I can't help that. There's a lot of strange people in the world, but many of the strange people are very good. And he didn't like the inference that I made on him. But he just, well, you're a silly fool. But he was the fool. I wasn't a fool because I have reverence. Mr. Nicholson used to say, when the devil comes and tells you you're not saved, show him the writings. The writing says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, when there's no sky, when there's no earth, when all these things have passed away, the word of the Lord abideth forever. It'll still be in the book. It'll be in the book that I am saved because it says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Well, I have come. And that's it. Signed, sealed, and all is well. So here we have these virgins, and they were really rejoicing. They were. But the other five, they just did what they did. And they were really actors. They weren't experienced in the faith. The others were virgins. They were virgins. The others were those that took their lamps. They took their lamps. The others were those that when they were waiting for the bridegroom, they thought they would have a sleep. And they had a sleep. And they thought they should get up when the bell rang. So when the bell rang, they all got up. And they thought they should go out and wait for the Lord, but they never got out to wait for the Lord because their lights had gone out. You can't get to Christ with somebody else's light. You've got to have the light yourself in your soul. And they had the light. So then they said, well, we'll borrow. They didn't say to their friends, we'll buy it from you. No, no. They were mean rascals. They said, we'll borrow it. Put your lights out as well. If you can't see the king, we can't see the king, you'll not see him. So they said, the others said, no, we're not giving you any oil. Oh, they say, that's awful. You people are not Christians at all. Well, you can go and buy. And when they went to buy, time ran out. There's not a soul in heaven, in hell, but those for whom time has run out. That's why a soul's lost. Time for them has run out. And the time for these people had run out. And the bridegroom came, and he brought in the others, and he rose up, and he shut the door. And they came with their lamps shining, because they'd now got oil. And they stood at the door, and they struck the door, and they said, open unto us. But he said to them, no, I don't know you. You're too late. Are too late. And he said to them, as far as I am concerned, you can say, Lord, Lord, open to us, but verily I say unto you, I know you not. I know you not. And then he said, this is the teaching of the parable. What watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. No one knows the day or the hour. Now, of course, that refers, of course, to the second coming. It also refers to God coming for the person's soul. And when God comes for their soul, he can say, I know you not. What a great thing it is to know that God knows you. And what a great thing it is for you to know that you know God. That's the greatest thing in there. You know, you pray automatically when you're a Christian. You don't need a prayer book. You're going along and there's something arises. You just go to prayer. I pray in all sorts of places. And a man said to me one day, "What are you doing? Are you sleeping?" "No," I said, "I'm doing something better than sleeping. I'm praying." You can pray anywhere. Isn't that wonderful? You don't need the priest and his candle and his wee cross. You can pray anywhere. Just lift your heart to heaven. Say, "Lord, I'm your child. Help me." And he will help you because you're a wise virgin. May God bless his word to our hearts. And may we have plenty of oil in our vessels. May we have plenty of light in our lamps. And may we have plenty of patience to wait for the Lord. And when he comes, we will not be found wanting. And if you're here tonight and you haven't come to Christ, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. May God bless his word. And I hope that helps you when you go back to that and you see how simple it is. What they believed in together. But what they didn't believe in together was the deciding line. That's where we draw the line of demarcation. Amen.